Dr. Pam Peek, New York Times best-selling author and founder of the Peek Performance Center, and Michelle King Robeson, leading women's advocate, entrepreneur, and founder of EmpowHer.com, host the show everyone's talking about. It's time for Her Radio.
Michelle, would you just toss that gloss? I mean, what is going on with you and the gloss thing, right?
No, I'm under 50, so I don't have to toss it.
Under 50, my ass. You just told everybody you're over 50, for crying out loud. Now, come on.
Changing my mind.
You know, there's a whole thing.
There's
beauty,
a great
and beauty tips as they relate to women over the age of 50, and I can't imagine a better expert than Andrea Robinson, who has an incredible, illustrious career with positions such as the chief marketing officer of Estee Lauder, president of Tom Ford Beauty, beauty editor of Vogue, and the president of Ralph Lauren Fragrances. Oh my gosh, she's also the author of, I love this book, Toss the Gloss, Beauty Tips, Tricks, and Truths for Women 50 Plus. Welcome
tongue
to her
twister.
Radio, Andrea. We can't wait. Oh my gosh. You know, so why did you write the book, Toss the Gloss?
Oh, well, ladies, it was a real pursuit of passion. I'd been in the business for 40 years, over 40 years now, if you consider what I'm doing now. And I just watched what happened in the business. And let me just tell you our statistics, meaning we people who are over 50. There are over 50 million women in the United States. We control $19 trillion of the national wealth. We spend $30 million a day on personal care products, and nobody is speaking to us in the business because it's run by men who don't understand the beauty industry. Nobody's speaking to us about our menopausal skin except with wrinkle cream. And I have an idea and a notion and a belief that cosmetics can do more for you than wrinkle cream.
I totally
agree. So that's why I wrote the book. I want to address all of us in the nation who are over 50 and give us all some tips, tricks, and truths that we should know about.
I totally agree with you, Andrea. You rock, because women over 50 are having so many issues and they're menopausal, and it's just, we can't figure out what to do with our skin. We can't figure out what works, what makes us look better, what makes us look worse. So what are the common mistakes that women make after 50 with their beauty routine?
Oh, gosh. Well, we all have that feeling at some point. You look in the mirror and you say, my skin doesn't look the same. My makeup doesn't look the same. I've got to do something about it. So common mistakes.
So that's when you take an antidepressant.
No, that's what the doctor is going to prescribe.
That's when you toss the gloss and find out what to do. But, common mistakes that women make over 50, I think the biggest one is they often try to use more, or we often try to use more rather than less. Pile on more makeup, we'll cover up our wrinkles, we'll diminish the look of our life. Not true, actually, less is more in that case. Often we overpluck our eyebrows. I say just pull out strays, because an eyebrow can make the face look very hard and tough. So I say if you can afford it, go to a professional. If not, just pluck the strays. I think using hardline products, for example, a liquid eyeliner or a streaky blush or a lipstick liner that is a different color from the inside of the lip, I think all of that and harsh eyebrow pencil, that can make us all not look our very best. And then using clumpy mascara, trying to thicken up those eyelashes is not a great idea when
eyelashes you have left.
Well, yes, but I think the best thing to do is just darken them up with a really lush black mascara, not with clumps in it. One more thing I think that's a big mistake often is using powder-based products, because powder tends to sit in the lines and rough patches on the face and not make you look great, not make you look as good as you could.
So would you recommend, instead of powder blush, would you recommend more of
a creamy yeah. blush that, you know, has no hard lines on the edges. You just blend it in. I recommend, for example, a tinted moisturizer. Start with that instead of going to the heavy-duty, thick, pasty foundation. You know, that's another good thing to do.
Yeah. And if I like a lot of the SPF products, because after all, you know, over the age of 50, you're really watching the skin and the rest of it. And so,
it's a good idea before too.
Very before well, yeah, 50. But you know, especially after 50, when we have, you know, skin that has already been beaten up as it is, one would think. So you really want to spend a lot more time on that, too. You know, I see a lot of women out there who oftentimes are, good gosh, they look like they're Tammy Faye Baker or something. They're trying to, you know what I find? A lot of them, I think, are trying to hide issues when, in essence, so many of these women are actually very beautiful naturally. And I tend to really skew toward much more of the natural look. You know, like, for instance, a lot of the Bobbi Brown stuff and the rest of it.
Yeah, or the Laura Mercier stuff.
Oh, Laura Mercier is one of my favorites. Absolutely.
Me too.
And I like Armani.
Trish is another one.
I love Trish McAvoy. I use a lot of the products.
And I love the Armani as well, because, you know, they have some very wonderful moisturizing foundations that I really think go on very lightly, and they also have SPF. So I think you have to kind of try a lot of different products, because wouldn't you agree
trial
it's not just about one?
No, trial and error is the key. And also, you can find so many great products in the drugstore, like some of the things you were just talking about, the BB creams with SPF in them. They are great, and they're tinted, and they look wonderful. So I would say, if your skin isn't looking the way you like it to look or you'd like it to look, try taking something off rather than putting it on. Start with a
very light
tinted moisturizer.
I agree.
And it's available, honestly, at all prices, not only from the department stores, which all those wonderful brands that we just mentioned, but also the Maybellines, the L'Oreal's of the world, some of the Procter & Gamble products, CoverGirl, wonderful products at a less expensive price point.
So tell us very quickly, because we're running out of time, what are the principles that a woman over 50 would benefit from following in her beauty routine?
Oh, well, that's a good question. I think number one, shift into neutral colors. I mean, I would say the bright blues and the bright green eyeshadows with a lot of shimmer, they're not going to do much for you now. I think what makes you look better is a nice, soft neutral, a nice little line around the eye that's smudgy, nothing too perfect, nothing too hard. And I think go with foundation. Go for the gold, I always say. Go to the yellow side. My skin is more to the pink-blue side. I use yellow-based foundation, a couple of shades darker than my skin tone, and it restores sort of that vigorous, healthy look to the face. Sometimes at menopause, the pallor changes, and we want to look healthy and vigorous just the way, you know, we'd like to and used to. And then, you know, I already covered Less is More. I think that's wonderful. And toss the dark gloss and dark, shiny, wet.
Well, no, see, there we have the final
gloss.
Answer there. It was toss.
You
it
do.
Wasn't just toss the gloss, but it was toss the dark gloss. We want to thank you, Andrea Robinson. Absolutely fantastic beauty tips, tricks, and truths for women 50 plus. The name of the book is Toss the Gloss, Beauty Tips, Tricks, and Truths for Women 50 plus. Thank you, Andrea. We so appreciate you here on Her Radio. I'm Dr. Pam Peek with Michelle King Robeson.
And don't forget, less is more when it comes to makeup and you're over 50. You're listening to Her Radio on Radio MD. Like us on Facebook, follow us on Twitter. Stay well.